Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The sixth Sunday of Easter. Today's theme, how to be a good friend of Jesus. Servanthood is the mark of true Christian living. Jesus emphasized this during the Last Supper, saying that he came not to be served, but to serve, and that likewise we should serve one another. In his parables, he often referred to believers as servants of the kingdom. But in this Sunday's Gospel reading from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17, Jesus says that he wants us to be his friends, not his slaves. Is he contradicting himself? Not at all. Friends serve because they care. Slaves serve because of duty and the fear of punishment. Jesus said, "If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love." Do we hear this as a friend or as a slave? Slaves are afraid of what will happen if they fail to keep God's commandments. They are self-protective. Friends are eager to find out what God commands, because they view the commandments from the perspective of love as opportunities to serve. They are other-oriented. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, love one another the way I love you." It's the supreme commandment. Call it the commandment of friendship. He says, "You know how I love you, my friends. I openly share with you everything that the Father tells me." His friends realize that what he shares reveals our opportunities to love. Every commandment is rooted in love. Every church teaching is based on scriptures that help us know when and how to love. When we fail to obey, do we lose God's love? Never. Do we lose our place in his love? Yes. By living outside of his commandments, we feel unloved even while being loved. This is slavery. We're enslaved by fear or by false beliefs or by our wounds that have caused us to think that we're not loved enough. God's commandments then feel confining, and if we try to escape, we commit rebellion. Those who don't rebel accept their slavery and obey dutifully in the hope of winning God's love. Friends, on the other hand, know that God always loves them, and in this love, they are free to serve one another joyfully. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Are you obeying God like a slave or his best friend? Do you eagerly and happily jump into doing the will of God, or do you complain about it? Do you ever want to escape from God's will? What will you do this week to become more aware of his friendship? What raises our relationships with God from slavery into friendship? Describe the differences between obeying out of duty and obeying out of love. How do you define friendship with God?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.